Is drinking evil? That and many other questions answered today on Proverbs Every Day. This is episode 325. Yeah, just wanted to confirm that. Yeah, 325. Amazing. Let me do a quick prayer for you, and then we'll get on with today's proverb. Father God, thank you so much for another day, and thank you that we can gather virtually and gather around, and that we can be enriched by the wisdom that you have for us. And Father, we do love you, and we pray that you would give us a extra helping of that this morning, that we would be able to apply this to the world around us and to our own lives to be the people of character that you would want us to be. Father, we love you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 20, reading in the Modern English Version. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. I don't know what happened there. And whoever is deceived by it is not wise. So wine is a mocker. So this is one of those... always difficult kind of things. It's like, is this saying that wine is bad or a strong drink is bad? Yes and no. It is kind of one of those where it is saying the excess of it is the, where it says whoever's deceived by it is not wise. In other words, it's just like, it's not wise to overdo it or to seek after it. Is something that comes up. The way a friend of mine put this to me was this: are you made better? Are you healthier? Are you somehow socially better? Or, you know, whatever, are you sleeping better because of drink? In reality, I had to come to it was like, no. Now, are there times where I have a beverage because I want to celebrate something or I'm with a friend or whatever? Absolutely. You know, have I overdone it on occasion? Oh, yes. But the idea here is that we're not letting it become something where it is something we're seeking after. It's not something we're obsessed over. And, you know, I've been down that pathway in my life before, and all those criteria, they didn't work. It was not something I was drinking by myself. You know, I wasn't social. I was not drinking it because it was like, oh, a glass of wine a day. It's like, it was much more than a glass of wine or stronger. You know, it was to attempt to dull some pain in my life. And it was just a replacement for what it shouldn't have been. And so off to a wonderful start with today. But that's what I'm basically trying to get at, is that it's approach with wisdom and say whether or not it's appropriate for you. But don't be deceived. Verse 2. The terror of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger sins against his own soul. That sins against his own soul. That's a new one, I think. And don't provoke. Don't poke the bear. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. Do you like that? Honor for a man to cease from strife. I do like that. The sluggard will not plow because of a cold. Therefore, he will beg during harvest and have nothing. And this is, again, it's, I should probably highlight this in green like I always do, but there's a message to myself here. I literally just got off a call with a mastermind group and deciding on action items for the week and that sort of thing. And it's very much a frustration for me because I am, yeah, just, I it's not that I don't want to get the things done, but it's sometimes I feel like I'm just making excuses for it. And it's frustrating. And so that's, it's slugger won't plow because of the cold, and it sets up failure, everything after that, which is kind of where I'm at right now. It's just like, I need to be, you know, setting us up for success, and I'm just not doing the work. And so it's just the honest truth is I can't complain about not having results or me having to literally beg during harvest. You know, it's, you know, it's going to come that way if I can't get in action now, regardless of the difficulties. Yeah, fun stuff. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. So again, I was talking about this a couple days ago with the whole deep water thing, where that's like having a well that's really deep, and that it's deep in there. It's not very obvious. It's not very easy to get to. It's not like flowing water. It's something you have to go work to get. So man of understanding will draw that out. It's. Verse 6, most men will proclaim everyone is, wait. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. But who can find a faithful man? Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. I literally don't know if that's a typo. And it says, in fact, it says most men will proclaim their own goodness, I guess, is what that's trying to say. But is that really true? I guess most men? I don't know. Many, maybe. Some. But, yeah. But who can find a faithful man? It's... I think in our nature, maybe that's just not really... our default setting is not faithfulness, maybe. I'm not sure about that one. I'll be honest with you. The just man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. A king who sits on the throne of judgment scatters away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin. Kind of a rhetorical question there. You know, the obvious answer is nobody can make themselves clean by their own actions. You know, only Jesus can do that. But yeah. Verse 10, diverse weights, diverse measures. Both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. Verse 11, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work is pure and whether it is right. So this is always interesting to note. It's not that we're judged for our actions, but that our actions reveal our character. I hope that makes sense. It's not like, don't, it literally is that, just keep in mind, we might judge the actions as people on the earth. We judge what we can actually see. But God is not judging the actions. He's judging the character. And so we need to know. We need to know that and be responsive to that. And actually, this next verse actually kind of lends into that a little bit. Verse 12, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them. In other words, you've been created with these things. It's like you can't ignore it and say you didn't have it just because you don't want to. Verse 13, do not love sleep lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes and you'll be satisfied with bread. It's bad, says the buyer. But when he goes, has gone away, then he boasts. Boasts about the deal he's gotten, yeah. There's gold and a multitude of rubies. But the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Precious jewel. Take the garment of him who is a pledge for a stranger and hold it as a security when it is for a wayward woman or a foreign woman, that sort of thing. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth will be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice wage war. Always a favorite of mine. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not meddle with him who flatters with his lips. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in obscure darkness. An inheritance may be gained hastily at the beginning, but the end of it will not be blessed. Do not say, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he will save you. Diverse weights are an abomination to the Lord, and a false balance is not good. And we've talked about this, right? That this is something where, because God has created literal physics out of a notion of wisdom and fairness and justice, that if you are trying to game the system, then you're basically cheating against God as well. So sorry, I just thinking of all these, I follow a lot of cryptocurrencies and things like that. And so just thinking of all the scams that I see people falling into, because they're greedy and they want something for nothing. And, you know, for me, I'm more just like, you know, very diversified, but I also have a lot of criteria of the things I actually put any kind of funds into or trade into or that sort of thing I'm pretty picky about them. Especially these days, but yeah, there's a lot of them that, it's amazing the kind of deceptions that are going out there. And a lot of them, it's very clear that they knew going into it exactly what they were doing and had an intention and a very defined way they were going about it. And so when it comes to things like that, those are not equal measures, and they will answer for that. You know, there's going to be a line where that character that caused that, those actions. I mean, hopefully they'll see the light and accept Christ and be redeemed of that, and that we'll see them in heaven and they'll be a different person when we do. You know, that You know, there's a saying that my pastor has said years ago that I really latched onto, and he said that earth is the only hell that a Christian will ever know. In other words, that their life is probably going through bits of hell regardless. I mean, they'll probably find that all the wealth they have is empty because of how they got it, you know, that sort of thing. That would be another way of experiencing hell. There's no way to be satisfied. There's no way to be at peace. You know, there's no way you'd constantly be caught in a pattern of always trying to manipulate your way towards something else. It's just a miserable existence. It would never be good. You know, there's nothing that would actually fill. It might look good on the outside, but on the inside, I can't imagine that being anything more than just, you know, a very sad existence. And so I do pray for them that they would accept Christ and come to that change of character, that they'd be transformed. But that's just me thinking that. I'm trying to think of justice being something that God has, not my sense of justice would be for them to, you know, get punished and things like that. But, you know, I have to remember that my prayer needs to be for them to be redeemed. Verse 24, man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? It is a snare to the man who dedicates rashly that which is holy, and after the vows to make inquiry. A wise king sifts out the wicked and drives the threshing wheel over them. Yeah, there's a notion of that too, of that sifting. That is something that has to be done in our lives. And there's a bit of that whole. Are there painful times where people are manipulating situations and getting away with it, that sort of thing, or doing harm to the church, or, you know, whatever that looks like? Yeah. But that's going to be sifted, right? That's going to be like, it's a making sure that those that should be there are still there. Just kind of taking out the things that are, you know, I don't want to say impure, but like that shouldn't be there. And then, you know, grinding them up and, you know, feed them to the cattle, basically. Sorry, that was a bit of a personal kind of thing for me right now. Let them find Jesus. Verse 27, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the heart. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. Blows of a wound cleanse away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the heart. Yeah. Let's let the blows of the wound cleanse away evil thing go for now. But so thanks for being with me here today. I have a question for you. I think what I'm seeing of our YouTube channel metrics and that sort of thing right now, there's been some just weird stuff. I think I got my first dislike on a video. All right. Finally reached somebody. I just realized that, you know, usually every video has a number of likes and there's this one from the 15th that actually got a dislike. And I'm like, okay, great. No comments or reason why, but, you know, whatever. it's a good sign that you're reaching new people when you see dislikes. That's kind of my new kind of thing with that, you know. So I've helped somebody sift is the other way to say that. what I'll say is that I'm actually been considering this format, and if this is the way we continue or not, just looking at some various things to do with this. And one idea I had, and you can let me know in the comments or message me privately if you want, but I'm considering making this into not necessarily a reading of the entire chapter, but just my highlights and just the things that I would want to talk about. So maybe just having maybe five or so verses that stand out to me and say, here's what stood out to me of these in this translation, that sort of thing. So let me know in the comments or whatever, if you would like that or not, and why or why not, that sort of thing. And then there's some other things that I've been considering too. Once we grow to a certain level, there's some things we can do apparently that might be kind of interesting in terms of like having what would literally be just like a members only kind of a space right here on YouTube, where there's just certain videos that are only released for members. And so I've been thinking about that too, of a way to make that kind of a perk to support and grow the channel. We're not there yet, obviously, but yeah, just some things like so even be thinking about like what kind of things would be a good bonus kind of a thing. But so what's driving this is a notion of wanting to be a little more honed in, I guess. And really trying to do this as just as much outreach as everything else. And so some things I'm pouring around with that, but I haven't made any decisions yet. Obviously, this is something that's a pretty new idea, like within the last 48 hours. And so I thought I'd put that out to you, and feel free to leave that in the comments of your thoughts on that. But for today, we'll let you go and play another one of my, well, I'm a rock guy. It's just who I am. And so there's a rock song that I think I actually want to try and make some tweaks to if I can. But anyway, it was a great kind of tune. And so I dug it. So we'll play that next. But in the meantime, be blessed by the best. And go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
A mocker, strong drinks a brawler. Whosoever's misled ain't wise. Sluggards won't plow in season. They'll beg at harvest with empty eyes. Counsel in the heart's deep waters, but wise ones draw it out. Many claim unfair. Of the spirit within, different measures, different weights, false balance ain't under his skin. Deceit high.
Cries out strong, mercy and truth to keep the throne. Lies and greed to do us wrong. Keep to the Proverbs every day, a chapter each calendar day.
Deceit hides in power.